I'm Anna Carmo with UN News. Mental health problems are huge in conflict or emergency settings, with more than 1 in 5 people affected, the World Health Organization or WHO has said in a new report. After reviewing data from 39 countries and territories, the UN Health Agency estimates that 1 in 10 vulnerable people has a moderate to severe mental disorder, which can be life-threatening. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, WHO's Dr. Mark Van Ommeren outlines the findings and describes what's being done to help sufferers, including in war-torn Syria.
So we found that 1 in 5 people in emergencies have a mental health condition, and that almost 1 in 10 have a moderate to severe mental health condition. And that means that there's a need for much more investment in mental health care in emergencies, in conflict settings, and in the years after, as we find that these rates are high in the first 10 years after the conflict ended.
So tell me how these figures compare with what you found 10 years ago, the last time that the World Health Organization looked into this issue.
We found that the numbers are higher. 10 years ago, we estimated that 3 to 4% of the population would have a severe mental disorder in the last year. But now we say more than 5% at any given amount of time. You think, well, it's 1% more or less. It's not a big thing. It's huge. We're talking here about 132 million people that need humanitarian aid. So every single percent that's added, that's an enormous amount of people to serve.
And how many conflict areas did you manage to access?
We reviewed data from 39 countries and territories to establish these new estimates.
Give me an example, a concrete example. In your report, you do talk about Syria, and you say that despite more than 8 years of war, many countries, including Syria, have capitalized on emergency situations to build better mental health systems.
In Syria, before the war, I visited there, and there were only mental health services available in the capital and in Aleppo, so the two largest cities. And those services were offered through large mental hospitals. Now, after the war started, there was a need for bringing services closer to the people. People couldn't, first of all, cannot travel. And second of all, the kind of problems they have do not need to be treated in a mental hospital. So what happened was that WHO and partners started to make mental health available in primary healthcare services. So right now in Syria, all the functioning primary healthcare services and general hospital services, about 20% of those services, there is right now mental health care available. That is not enough, but we need 100%, much more effort, but it's a lot more than we had before. So that means that right now, when people living near those services, they have access to mental health care.
I'm just wondering first, how do you spot those with mental health problems that perhaps aren't as obvious as signs of trauma, physical trauma? And what happens if you don't treat these people? What is going to happen afterwards?
First of all, when someone has a mental health problem or not have a mental health problem, it's often not visible. I mean, there are mental health problems that are very obvious, but those are the less common ones. Mental health is very much related to functioning. So when people don't function with severe mental health problems, if they have more difficulties functioning and therefore in an emergency have more difficulties to survive. We do know what helps and doesn't help. So group counseling interventions, there's individual psychological interventions. We promote community self-help. We promote, and there's evidence for a combination of psychological, social, and medical approaches. So medicines do need to be available in primary healthcare, and for those with severe problems, they need to have the option of having those more medical care, but the bulk of care can be done through community interventions.
And last question to you, Dr. Van Ommeren. Was there anything surprising in your research that came out of your work?
I was surprised that the rates were 5%. 5% for people with severe mental health problems is just an enormous number, and I would have expected it to be lower.